Now, for persistent updraft signatures, the one thing we have to keep in mind ourselves of is that the updraft is semi-persistent. It's never a steady-state feature, but it's certainly not a pulse storm. But there are many similar signatures here, and number one amongst them is the ZDR column. Again, look for values in excess of 1.5 dB extending above the freezing level. Now, some of these columns may actually exceed the minus 20 degrees Celsius level. And around the updraft at just above the freezing level, you may see a ZDR ring, or a ring of very high ZDR values. For KDP, again, high values in excess of 2 degrees per kilometer may be found above the freezing level, and they may be co-located with high reflectivity with large liquid water content. They'll be slightly up here of the ZDR column, and this is especially true in the stronger updrafts, but they may not always be there. For low CC, we want to look for low CC being entrained into the updraft from a buggy or vegetation-filled boundary layer, and they'll extend into the weak echo region or the bounded weak echo region. You will also see low CC values surround an updraft core just a bit above the freezing level. Now again, this is a very small transitory feature, and we call this the low CC ring.